This week, an FDA panel unanimously recommended that the agency approve, for the first time, gene therapy for certain leukemia patients. They would send their cells to the drug maker Novartis, where they'd be genetically engineered, weaponized, and returned to fight the cancer. The treatment, known as CTL19, was developed by researchers at the University of Pennsylvania and licensed to Novartis. We're going to speak to a family that has greatly benefited already in trials, but there are dangerous potential side effects. It doesn't work for everyone. It's hugely expensive, hundreds of thousands of dollars. But the hope is it will be available at many medical centers across the country to save lives. Dr. Stephen Grupp is director of the Cancer Immunotherapy Program at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, or CHOP. They run a trial program treating about 60 patients a year. Dr. Grupp, welcome.
Thanks for having me on. It's really exciting.
Well, I bet. And I know people are sitting up and listening with a lot of hope. And so let's make sure we explain this correctly. It's not a drug, but a gene therapy. Some scientists call this a living drug. What does it mean exactly? How would it work?
So typically we think about drugs as being pills or injections, and this is a completely different way to do things. It's, as you said, collecting cells from an individual patient, genetically reprogramming them, and then giving those cells back to the patient so that they can actually go after cancer in their body. So this is an immunotherapy and a brand new way of doing things.
And they're frozen. The cells are frozen and flown out to Novartis and then flown back. Talk more about the technique. We understand that it employs a disabled form of HIV. This is the virus that causes AIDS. But it's disabled. It's not going to be causing AIDS. It's quite a soldier, in effect, and it's going to be carrying this new genetic material to the T cells in the cancer patient's body to try to reprogram them?
Yeah, this is not the AIDS virus. It's what it started out many, many years ago. All the pieces of the virus that it can actually make a person sick are long gone. You can just remove those things genetically. So the only thing that's left is the ability to change the DNA of a particular kind of cell called a T cell, which are cells in your body that can fight infection. And you make that change to the T cell, and now the T cell is reprogrammed to fight cancer.
And this treatment that we're describing, it's for a rare form of cancer.
So the cancer that we're going after here is acute lymphoblastic leukemia, which in kids is the most common form of cancer, but compared to some adult cancers is relatively rare. You're exactly right. And this is for patients whose disease has come back after chemotherapy. So regular kids with this disease would get chemo, and hopefully that would work for them, and it does for a large fraction of them. But in patients where the disease comes back, that's where we go after this stuff.
What are the concerns? There are side effects. One can be fatal. So tell us about that.
So the principal side effect of these cells is this reaction called a cytokine release syndrome. It really depends on how much leukemia the patient has. So the amazing thing about these cells is that even if patients have literally pounds of leukemia in their body, these T cells will go in, they will attack the leukemia wherever it is, they will grow to the extent that they can kill the leukemia, even if there's a huge amount of leukemia in the body. So that part is great for the patient. But the challenge is, in these patients who have a lot of leukemia, they can get sick. They can get this cytokine release syndrome. And the mild form is fever and muscle aches and kind of like a very bad case of the flu. But the more severe form in patients who have a great deal of leukemia can lead to being in the intensive care unit for up to a week or so.
Have I got this right that this seems to work with these childhood leukemias? Because as you mentioned, these are blood disorders. And might it have the same effect someday on tumors or masses?
The next step in trying to make this work is to make this work in solid tumor masses. And, you know, what we mean is things like lung cancer or pancreatic cancer or breast cancer. And that is something that we haven't done yet. It is absolutely the next step in the research. And this is utterly transformative for leukemia, for blood cancers. But for it to be really changing the entire field of cancer, we have to show how to do this in solid tumor masses. I think it can be done, but that's the work of the next 5 years.
Are you hearing, I can't imagine that your switchboard hasn't been flooded with parents of other children who are desperate for this treatment.
Oh, yeah. And we you know, for patients with leukemia, we try to help those patients out, and we get patients from all over the United States. For patients with other cancers, of course, their hope is that this cell therapy would be available for other kinds of cancer. And that, you know, I have to tell them that we're not there yet.
Well, but we understand that you learned about the possibilities through what's described as a really frightening experience with a young girl named Emily Whitehead who had this form of leukemia. Tell us what condition she was in and, you know, how you suggested to her family that maybe she would get this experimental therapy.
So Emily Whitehead was actually the first pediatric patient ever treated with this kind of therapy, and the first patient with this particular disease, ALL, or acute lymphoblastic leukemia. So the parents and Emily herself are absolutely pioneers. They came to us with Emily's situation being very dire. She had relapsed a couple of times. At this point, her leukemia was not responding to any treatment. Her bone marrow, which is where leukemia is, was full of leukemia cells, and we gave her the cell therapy. And she actually did develop this cytokine release syndrome that we've been talking about. She did get quite sick, but she was also the patient in whom we learned how to control the toxicity. So the process of the T cells fighting the cancer activates the immune system to a very significant level, because that's what the T cells are doing. Mm. They're going all over the body, and they're killing literally billions of cancer cells. In the process, the immune system gets very activated, and the drug is intended to sort of push down the immune system a little bit so there's not this degree of activation that actually can be dangerous to the patient. And in the patients where that drug reverses the side effect, they often can get better in hours, and that's what happened in Emily's case.
And Dr. Grupp, we're going to be speaking with Emily, who's now a 12-year-old. She was 7 when you treated her. Anything you'd like us to say to her?
I was just at the FDA talking about the potential approval of this, and Emily was there with her dad. She is an absolutely amazing individual. Obviously, she's sort of become the international face of cell therapy, and it's just every time I see her, either in clinic visits or just out in these kind of events, it's great to see how well she's doing.
Well, sure. Dr. Stephen Grupp, director of the Cancer Immunotherapy Program at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, who led Novartis' global trial of the treatment we've been talking about. Dr. Grupp, thank you.
Absolutely. Pleasure to talk to you.
Well, there are lingering questions that we'll take up down the road, but as you heard, Emily Whitehead was the first child in the world to have her immune system trained to fight cancer through this gene therapy. She'd been diagnosed with pre-B acute lymphoblastic leukemia in 2010 at 5, a leukemia so aggressive in her case, her doctors gave up. But then her parents tried Dr. Grupp's clinical trial. Now, Emily almost died in that trial. Her immune system fought the therapy. She went into a coma. But Dr. Grupp found a drug to reverse that. She is now cancer-free. We want to just quickly check in with the Whiteheads. Emily and her parents, Tom and Carrie, have set up the Emily Whitehead Foundation to help other families. Let's start with Dad. Tom, in those terrible moments, did you question trying gene therapy?
No, we never questioned it, because at the time that we entered her into this trial, we knew chemotherapy couldn't save her, and our only other option was to take her home on hospice until she passed.
Mm. But then she wakes up from this coma that she'd fallen into because her immune system is so fighting this therapy, after Dr. Grupp finds a way to suppress the immune system, and the cancer is completely gone. I can't imagine that moment.
Yeah, it was one of the, you know, the best call I ever received in my life. She went from where they said, call your family in tonight, she might not be here in the morning, to when he finally called me and he said, Tom, it worked. We can't find any cancer in her. You know, I felt at that point it seemed like a dream, because we had thought about that for 2 years, of what it would be like to have someone tell us that. And, you know, it was just one of the best days of our life.
Carrie, we were surprised to hear that CHOP, Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, is now treating 60 or so patients a year, Emily being the very first, and now 60 or so going through. If people can get in the trials, they can get this treatment before this FDA approval. What would you want to tell these people who are going through this?
You know, we tell people that it's just incredible. I mean, you know, everybody was in the same situation that we were in. They were told that their child was completely out of options. And so we know exactly how they feel going into it. You know, hearing about Emily's story gives them a lot of hope. And we have a private Facebook page for the families. And so we keep in touch that way so that we can all share stories and experiences.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah.
Well, Emily, I understand that you're 12 going on 33 with quite a story to tell. Some people are nervous about this idea of altering genes. We heard about side effects. What would you say? What are you telling people now about why this should be approved?
I just tell people that it helps kids to have a good life after they're done with the medicine so they can do fun things like I'm doing today.
And what are you doing today?
Well, I get to go on fun trips and I like to hang out with my best friends and I like to play with my dog, Lucy.
Yeah. What would you tell them if they're scared?
I just tell them to always believe, always keep fighting, and never give up.
Yeah. Emily Whitehead, thank you so much. The first child to have her immune system trained to fight cancer through gene therapy. Emily, thank you.
You're welcome.
And thanks to her parents as well. As we said, an FDA panel has recommended approval of this gene therapy for certain leukemia patients. Your thoughts? We're going to have more at hereandnow.org, where we'd love to hear from other families, maybe other questions. Share your stories. hereandnow.org.